as a report to the Community Safety Public Protection. Councillor Outlaw is to present the paper, paper D, on the Service Integrated Risk Management Plan for Fire Rescue Service. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Colleagues have in front of them paper D requiring ratification by the full council, which seeks to move towards a fully aligned integrated risk management plan for the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service and Hampshire Fire and Rescue Service, which will seamlessly be carried over to the new combined fire authority in April 2021. The paper also seeks to approve my appointment to the Shadow Board in April 2020 to oversee the policy and direction of the service following the delay to full combination until April 21. Colleagues will be aware of the importance of the IRMP, that is a legally required document that sets out the direction and vision for the fire service over the next 5 years. In its preparation, the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service have carried out a strategic risk assessment which helps to ensure that the IRMP is relevant and reflects the landscape in which the service operates, and Hampshire have carried out the same. The service has been engaged with partners in drawing up the framework for the IRMP. Coupled with quantitative data, the IRMP has been developed and appraised by internal and external bodies, and the next stage is consultation. The IRMP, as it is now, Appendix B, is ready to go out to consultation. You'll also note from Appendix A, which includes the timeline for the project, that to ensure we comply and get this through in time, for the consultation must be approved tonight, and for the Hampshire Fire Authority doing the same at their meeting on Wednesday, which I will be attending. You will also note that the Deputy Chief Fire Officer provides the overall direction and leadership for the delivery of the plan, and I believe the document has benefited from having a former Chief of the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service in that role. Nonetheless, Area Manager Kevin Evanett from Hampshire and Station Manager Sean Harrison from the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service have been driving this for their respective services, and I would like to take the opportunity to thank them both for their hard work. With regards to option one, to consult on the fully aligned plan, I would ask Council to consider what alternative there is. Start again and write two separate IRMPs, have two separate consultations, only to ditch them in a year's time and redo. The alternative would be expensive, utterly illogical, and risk the timeline of having the new plan in place for next April. As for option two, with a recommendation to appoint me to the Shadow Board, I have been attending all of the meetings of the Hampshire Fire Authority for the last year. I've also been actively involved in the Authority Policy Advisory Group, which has been doing much of the groundwork for the new combined authority in developing strategy. During that time, I've established good working relationships with Hampshire Fire Authority colleagues, not least the Chairman, Councillor Chris Carter. I would also like to point out to anyone concerned that the Shadow Board plan for next April will be responsible for making decisions on matters relating to the new authority, and that the Isle of Wight Council will retain responsibility for the service until combination. So I'd like to conclude by recommending that the Council accept option 1 and 2 as set out, and will ask for a seconder.
Thank you, Councillor Adlaw. Councillor Ian Stevens, are you seconding?
Yes, I'm seconding this paper, and if you'll allow me to speak on it.
Yes, you've got 3 minutes on that, please, Councillor.
I'll take 2.5 minutes. To me, I voted against the merger of our local Isle of Fire Authority, but seeing the direction of travel, and we're going in the way that we are, this seems to make adequate common sense. I think that if you look at the recommendations on D5, option 1, option 2, of course, we need to get out and consult. We need to get out and consult as soon as possible. We're going up to sometime in November. I'm not looking at the notes here. And also, option two, Councillor Outlaw's been there from the inception of this and is a very capable councillor. I think that it's right that he should be there. He's formed the connections and network cloud. Councillor Carter in Hampshire is a very, very experienced chairman and colleague at the LGO as well. So we know that we've got people who can steer this through. What we need is to get out there, get the consultation underway. A couple of points really, which might be highlighted within the consultation. One is taking note of our hard to reach people within our residents on this island, and making sure that we do cover every aspect. And I know the Hampshire do this. They've got a vehicle. They've got a number of people to go out from an organisation which actually review and assess. And I think that's where we need to be on the islands to make sure and cover all risks as this is an integrated risk management plan. We need to make sure that that is taken on board. We also need to look at the possibility of part-time or on-call staff and the availability of the same, because we are a holiday island, and a lot of the time we have people in employment who don't get released to attend fire incidents and traffic accidents. We need to make sure we've got that covered. The other bit that I'd like to touch on was the HMRC FRS inspection, and looking at what we're doing is in regards to that is, and I really feel that we need to hone in on that and make sure that not only do we take note of it, but we do continue to address some of the shortcomings that are therein, and also make sure that we build on what we've already got. We know some of the situations that have been highlighted. We need to address those. We also need to take, once again, heed of the governance of our fire authority, and make sure that we get what we need is a fire authority.
Could we adjourn for 5 minutes while we sort the microphone? Yeah. We have to shout a bit. We'll go back in old times. Are there anybody who don't agree with who are hard of hearing? Will you not be able to hear?
We used to shout, Chairman.
Right.
Project.
We will carry on without microphones. Stand up if you need to. So we go on to the next speaker, and will be Councillor Debbie Andre to follow on from that, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Right, back in the room. I must congratulate Councillor Alcor on a very thorough paper. The fact that the DDIP is now going to be in place for a further year, I agree with Councillor Stevens. I think it's only right and proper that we do have an integrated management plan for the whole for a combined service. I'd just like to pick up on a couple of points, just very minor ones. On Appendix B, page D24 and 5, we're given, in terms of place, we're given some statistics for Hampshire and North White. But under Hampshire, we're given square kilometres. Under the island, we're actually given distance, how wide and how high. And I'd just like to just be reassured. I have gone through the document, and I think that's probably one of the only instances, but I'd just like to be reassured that we are actually comparing like for like, where there are comparisons to be made. Also, in terms of the public consultation questions, Appendix C, I would just like to point out that I do feel that some of the questions are particularly loaded. It may be considered by members that it's only right and proper and it's difficult to phrase them in another way, but for example, to what extent do you agree or disagree that response standards are an important measure of performance? Well, I think we probably all agree that they are a very important measure, so I'd just like to make that point. But other than that, I would like to congratulate you, Mr. Gregory.
Thank you, Councillor Andre. Councillor Paul Fuller.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to TIG. It's very clear that TIG is on top of his portfolio here. And I'd like to thank him for his hard work, his engagement, and the fact that himself and the fire authority is working together on this. And I think that's really, really welcomed. I think in the past when we've seen this, there has been tension between the Isle of Wight Council and the FBU, and I think that the concerns that I had a few years ago about this have now been resolved, and I'm really, really grateful for that. With respect to what Councillor Stevens was saying earlier on, was about hard to get to communities, I know that this is a concern of Councillor Outlaw, because we've discussed this in the past, and I'm hoping that that can be dealt with within the future, and that can be at the top of the agenda in the future, because I think one of the concerns that I have from the island is the people that need the support don't always get it, and I think that the fire service is heading, they're exemplars in what they're doing, and I'm very proud for the work that they've done. So thank you very much, Tegan. Thank you, officers. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Axton, you've got 3 minutes.
I would like to support this motion, and I think that there's a lot of work going into this on behalf of the council and practical team, and if you can't afford that. There are two benefits to it.
Could you raise your voice a bit?
Yep. There are two benefits to it. One is that we're looking forward, not backwards, and the other is that we avoid duplication. So I would like to support the recommendations on page D5.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other councillor wish to speak on this? We need to go to the vote. Leader, sorry.
Sorry, Lee, just one technical point. I think whilst Tig is absolutely the right person at the right time, we're asking for the appointment to the board to be the relevant cabinet member. So should that, and I want to reassure councillor, I have no plans to change this, but I think for the matter of the record, it should be the relevant cabinet member. Just a matter.
Thank you, Leader. Councillor Outlaw, would you like to sum up, please?
I'd like to thank colleagues for their comments, particularly kind comments about my work. But I would like to also reiterate, as I said in my introduction, the work of the fire officers who've been working on this. And it's quite a large team involved in the RMP. Doing a lot of work, both here and in Hampshire. I know how important it is that the Hampshire Fire Authority members see and recognise the importance of the Isle of Wight, and I can assure colleagues that going forward, the Isle of Wight will have very considerable representation and voice on that combined fire authority. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Adler. I think it's a good paper, and well done, and to the officers as well. Those who wish to vote in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32.
Anybody against? And any abstentions?
1, 2.
34, 32 for two abstentions. Carry recommendations.
Sorry.
Thank you.